And we're back. Before moving on from rasters, you really want to make sure, make a point about the quality of raster data. And there's probably no data set that there's more misconceptions about. Right now within the GIS industry, there's a lot of folks that don't understand that all of our data has uncertainty, in particular rasters. And with rasters, the differences in uncertainty can be extreme based on the resolution and when the data was collected. Here I've loaded up a NAEP image that you've worked with, 1 meter data. There's Humboldt State University with the freeway going through, and there's Arcata. Beautiful piece of imagery. Love working with this data. And I can even zoom right in to where the Natural Resources Building is right here. There's the forestry building. You can see the streets very clearly. You can see each of the individual trees. This is just great. What aren't we seeing? This is probably a car, okay? You can see that's about as far as you can go. We're not seeing bushes, we're not seeing rocks, we're not seeing people at this resolution. There is satellite data that will capture people. Now, for most natural resource applications, this data is fine. The one time we've run into issues with this data is things like narrow stream channels for fish, or being able to see trails or fence lines. Those can be hard to see even at 1 meter, so there we may need even higher resolution, but usually this is pretty good. However, recognize that these are still pixels. If I zoom in on the edge of the building, we see that there are pixels here, and based on where we capture the edge of the building, the pixels change color. This is called pixel mixing, because what's happening is we're not really catching the roof of the building completely, say in this pixel, especially this one or this one, we're catching part of the roof. So there's this transition where the roof stops and the ground starts, and it's blurred into multiple pixels here. This also shows this resolution, this data is not really resolving things at 1 meter. There's a bit of a blur here. Better transition here, but still 3 pixels to go from the roof all the way to whatever is blue there, which is interesting. That should be sidewalk there. So interesting it came out blue. So even at 1 meter, we still have pixel mixing, which makes our rasters not as nice as we'd like them to be. However, if we look at something like a Landsat image, which is at 30 meters, suddenly the world gets much blurrier. Right, Landsat, 30 meters, about 90 feet by 90 feet on the ground. And you can see that we've just lost the entire natural resource building. It's gone, you can't really see it. And at first you may go, well, why would we ever use this data? If it looks this poor, why would we use it? Well, the reason is we have 30 years of this data and it covers the entire planet, where NAEP just covers California and is flown less frequently. Landsat's flown twice a month. So we have more temporal data with Landsat, and we have it over a larger extent, but a lower resolution. So depending upon the application you're going after, Landsat may make more sense than NAEP data. But again, here we can't even really see Humboldt State University. Yep, I zoomed into the wrong spot because it's so blurry. There we are, that's where we should be. Okay, there's Landsat. You can sort of make out the pink where the athletic buildings are, but that's about it. So then let's take a look at something like our elevation data, which is at 10 meters. I've colorized it here and stretched it so that it shows the elevations around the university. This data, again, we're not getting the same resolution, but we are getting pretty good resolution. And elevation changes are more gradual. If you're doing work somewhere where there's a lot of small canyons, a lot of fine topography, if you're doing fish work, where you're looking at fish rearing areas in a stream, this may not be good enough. If you're looking at forestry, this is probably fine. So depending upon the phenomenon, you may be able to use lower resolution data, or you may have to use higher resolution data. To get the highest resolution data, you may have to task an airplane, or nowadays with UAVs, we're starting to be able to collect high resolution data more quickly and less expensively than we could in the past. So there's our elevation data. And then we have this temperature layer, which just draws a huge big pixel. So now if we zoom out, we can see that there is information here. This layer, which is a layer from BioCline that has temperature data, does have changes in it. But the resolution is really coarse compared to other stuff that we've worked with. So this data is okay as long as we're doing global or large region work, say across the entire United States, that would be fine. Obviously, we wouldn't use this for Humboldt State University. So the resolution of your data needs to match the problem, and you really actually want to use the lowest resolution that you can to solve the problem, because the high resolution data is going to take more time to process. It's going to be more expensive if you purchase it. Okay, so remember pixel mixing and picking data that has the right resolution for the problem. Thanks.